Second game of the series with Miami and Washington. Honest Abe bought a seat to watch Bryce Harper and the Nationals take on the Marlins. We pick it up at the bottom of the second inning. The Marlins already out to a 2-0 lead. Dan Straley faces Ryan Zimmerman.
Ryan gets that one to right center. It's got some carry to it. And it's out of here. Hits the top of the scoreboard. Skips into the seats. And the Nats are on the board. Ryan Zimmerman is 3-for-5 to start the season.
Swinging a hot shot fair inside the line and down the line toward the corner. The throw in will be held, and Eaton scores on a double by Bryce Harper. Swinging a shot toward the middle. That's going to fall for a base hit. Harper went back towards second. He'll go to third. Now he's going to get a late wave in. Yelich is throw to the plate is too late.
Base hit and an RBI attached to it. Eaton scampering home. The Nationals lead 6-2. That's a line drive, and here comes Harper. Hit so hard it carried, and Bryce took care of the rest.
So the Nationals take game two of their season opening three-game set with the Marlins. Afterwards, manager Dusty Baker talks about the 6-4 win.
He made an adjustment. He was throwing high with his fastball. And, you know, this is a team that's hitting pretty good in the past. He's had some success the last couple times out. But, you know, Tanner, you know, makes adjustments, and Weider helped him make those adjustments. And, you know, Weider's got a very good game for him, and he went a little longer than we had thought. You know, we had, 90 pitches for him. I think he went 96, I guess, but he said he felt good, but he knew that was enough, you know, because we were going to go get him. had he gotten that, that was his last hitter. I think it was Osuna at the time. And he started throwing his changeup over and his arm got a little tired. So a lot of times you end up throwing a better changeup and a better breaking ball, which is what he did. He was a little strong in the beginning. You saw him. He was wild high, which usually he isn't. He didn't have command of his inside fastball because he did the same thing during the WBC, and it's not like him to hit batters. Usually he can throw strikes in there. So, we gave him some insurance runs, which was big, in that four-run inning that we had. And, our bullpen, did the rest. And, we played a very good game. You know, Tanner's strong. He knows he trains hard. I heard that when I first got here. He trains as hard as anybody we have. And, Tanner, it's Tanner. He's still not right 100%, even though you're getting hits. And, we'll take whatever he can give us until he is sharp. And, but he's getting sharper. He's getting sharper daily, you can tell. You know, in the first game or two he came back, he was getting fooled by some of those breaking balls. Now he's not going for them. And he hit a couple balls, a couple breaking balls, very well. And, as long as some of the other guys, are picking it up as well, the bottom of our order is picking it up. And so it was nice to see JW get some knocks tonight. And, Zim continues to swing the bat well. I mean, it is a bit of adjustment with the pitcher hitting behind him versus in the American League. I don't know. I think he had 8th or 9th, but he had a position player hitting behind him. But, he's a smart man. He knows what to do. He has a pretty good idea of the strike zone. He doesn't try to do too much. And, it's good to see him, turn the corner as far as his timing is concerned. He was battling rust in spring training, and looked like he's on his way. I didn't know he shook off. You guys had the camera and all that stuff to see it, and so Weider's is still learning this league, and Blake's has pitched here a couple years, and so. That's what they're, two heads are better than one, and they're working together. And so, as he gets more and more saves, he's going to become more and more confident. And he had some tough hitters, last night and tonight. You know, I mean, Yelich is one of the best hitters in his league, and, you know, he threw him a quality pitch. He threw the ball great. We took him into the second inning because he had pitched two innings in the WBC. And so as long as he throws strikes, you know, that's what we were most concerned about. And he was throwing strikes with his fastball and with his breaking ball. And, when you catch up to that fastball, you know, much like Aroldis Chapman, the ball goes a long ways because he's providing the speed and the distance by the velocity of his fastball. I've been talking about it since spring training. You know, he's healthy. He feels good. You see his confidence growing daily. I mean, he had a tough pitch out to right field. I mean, that's a good sign, especially this early in the year when that ball's not flying out there too much until it warms up. So, you know, anything that he gives us is a big bonus, especially in the middle of that lineup. So, he's getting better every day.
Matt Wieters was one of the offensive stars in the game, going 3-for-3 with a double and two RBI.
What are your very early impressions of this lineup and its potential?
It's deep. You know, we got a lot of guys who can move the ball around and do some different things. So Tanner threw the ball great for us today. Two runs in the first inning and then settled down and gave our offense a chance to get back in it.
Yeah, what was it about Tanner after that first inning that allowed him to settle in and dominate the way that he did?
He just kept going at it. Tanner's, he's gonna battle, and you know they were able to find some holes in the first inning, and then he just kept going at it and made some good pitches.
It ain't easy hitting eighth in the National League, something that you're going to have to kind of get used to. But two games in, you look like you're doing okay. What, if at all, do you need to do to adjust your approach with the pitcher hitting behind you?
Right now, just trying to get a good pitcher to hit like you would anywhere. There are certain situations where you may expand or certain situations where you won't, but I think that's where, you know, catching helps me a little bit. But we'll see how they adjust, and I'll have to adjust to that.